to do this. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the BDH Challenge Call. I think we're missing a lot of folks that got a bad link. So sorry about that for those of you who did. And I was just telling Jim, you pay a lot of money to have websites built, and then you find out that it's not always working. But anyway, hey, I want to ask today, what comes to mind first when you think about Thanksgiving? And for you, just take a split second. When I say Thanksgiving, what comes to mind? And you don't have to answer, but maybe it's family, maybe it's travel, food. For a lot of folks, it could be football. How about Black Friday? Or how about doing everything you can to avoid Black Friday? Well, I know you hear plenty of things about those and the things that can be wrong or should not dominate our Thanksgiving plans as Christians, or maybe you don't. Hey, I don't even know if you should. Like much of the Christian life, to me, it's all about balance. Figuring out an individual balance is never the same for everyone else. So I won't even preach this is the right way to do Thanksgiving or Christmas. I just don't do that. I wouldn't even do that about Black Friday or football enthusiasm or other activities like that that sometimes I hear preachers venture off into. And, you know, maybe they should. I don't know. But I shouldn't. You see, I say you put that list of activities up against Scripture and the Spirit's voice in your heart to determine if you're balanced in your response to those things or not. These few minutes, I want to consider biblical Thanksgiving. Two words, not Thanksgiving holiday. One word, Thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul tells the believers in Thessalonica, and the Holy Spirit tells all of us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So here are a couple of biblical thoughts about Thanksgiving, the two words, and as well as how it might impact your walk in your work culture and your home and your family and all those things as well. These are some examples from a article in a magazine called Spousehood. Do that whatever you will with that. I have not experienced spousehood before this. So anyway, it's new to me, but I like this stuff. One of the things they talked about was Mary's gratitude for Jesus. Hadn't really thought about that, right? I mean, there's no doubt that Mary knew the weight of her circumstances as a pregnant virgin. That's unheard of. And yet, as she realizes that she is pregnant with the Son of God, she rejoices in the blessing of being the chosen vessel. Can you imagine her choice to view her circumstances as a blessing when the world probably would have told her otherwise? Is an example to Christians throughout history. Sometimes the blessing God gives us aren't easy to handle, but we should be thankful nonetheless, right? They don't appear right to a watching world. Do you want those around you to recognize Jesus in your story? You'd be thankful when God moves, even when the world can't understand. They'll notice and they'll want to understand the source of that. How about the grateful sinner? Luke chapter 7 tells us about this woman, a sinful woman. She comes in and she washes Jesus' feet with her hair and an entire bottle of expensive ointment. Remember, Judas got all worked up about that. It's filled with great points about not only our unworthiness, you know, of the greatest blessing we have, salvation, but also how lavishly Jesus deserves our thanks. Let the world experience how thankful you are for Jesus and his saving grace and love. And then they may begin to understand a little bit about, or at least want to explore, what it is that causes that kind of thanksgiving in those stories. How about the thankful leper? Remember him? There were 10 of them, 10 lepers. Skin disease, dying, body parts falling off, all that stuff. Heals 10 of them. They all walk away. One returns to thank him. The other 9 didn't lose their healing, but Jesus pronounced this leper further healed by his faith, suggesting that our gratitude impacts our soul level healing and our closeness to God. Hey, you want to impact those around you? You let them see genuine, not showy, over the top, but genuine expressions of your thankfulness to God for everything in your journey. How about Jehoshaphat? I don't know how many of y'all remember him out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. He's an example of giving thanks for God's faithfulness, even, this is key, even when you're facing impossible odds and before you see God show up. How about that? That's a tough time to show thanks, isn't it? He hadn't even shown up yet in this story. This story demonstrates how worship and praise before our prayers are fully answered are an act of faith and gratitude. Want those around you to recognize Jesus in your journey? Let them experience your thankfulness when others moan and complain. Finally, what about Daniel? Daniel thanks God despite the cost. He knew the satraps were trying to ensnare him, but he chose to give thanks to God anyway. Ultimately, his choice to worship and thank God despite the cost became the incredible testimony in the Bible story that we all refer to as Daniel in the lion's den. That kind of giving thanks or thanksgiving will change lives that witness it. Hey, as I mentioned, beyond these stories, Thanksgiving is a major theme throughout the Bible. When your team sees how you walk in thankfulness to God, it'll have a significant impact on showing Jesus in your corporate environments and in your community and in your home. Hey, quick shameless plug. Another suggestion to show your faith at work can be sharing the brand new A Walk to the Stable Daily Christian Devotions from the Proverbs. This is December 1 through December 31, and they're all related to Christmas and that holiday tied into a special proverb each day. Here's why it's not a shameless plug. They're free. You let us know how many you would like, and we'll get them to you for your family, for your employees, for the folks in your Sunday school, whoever you would like. And we're running out, but let us know. We'll get them to you as soon as we can. Hey, otherwise, go be the edge. Have a powerful Thanksgiving while you live giving thanks.
Great encouragement there, Kevin. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.